Jake Spaulding with you as we've got the first edition of the Jacksonites Locker Room Chat here for the 2024 football season. That's right, it's time to get back on the gridiron, and that means once again conversations with head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. And Jackson Heights coming off an 8-2 season a year ago in the Northeast Kansas League. And coach, tell me about how your off season has been this past year, coming off a really, really good season last year.
You know, it's been a tale of two summers. To tell you the truth, you know, we started off the summer great. You know, we're going up to Sabetha every Wednesday and, competing there with Fall City and Sabetha, which was great for us. And then, you know, about midway through the summer during that moratorium, you know, Josh Smith, one of our athletes that really excelled last year and really had a breakthrough year, ends up being in a car accident and really, really screwed up his arm. So, you know, we hope and pray for him that everything's going to be recovered. And he's doing great right now. He's on the mend right now, but, you know, we'll probably be without him for the year. And, that's going to really be a big loss for us. You know, he was like our Swiss Army knife on defense and offense, you know, playing wide receiver and running back on offense, and then on defense playing defensive end, linebacker, and even going back to the secondary. So he was definitely, a huge part of our team last year. So he will be missed, but, you know, with that being said, we ended the summer with on a high note. You know, we're bringing Titus Eisenbars back into the fold this year after breaking his ankle last year during the Jamboree and coming back for only two games. So hopefully he'll have a breakout year. And then we're bringing in Austin Zeller, that was here last year, but unfortunately he can only play JV. So hopefully he can showcase some more skills and show his athleticism on Friday nights. And he did a little bit of that on Friday at the Jamboree along with Titus, but overall the summer went great and kids got stronger. You know, you got JW Moore, Anthony Galata, Max Watkins, Jace Doyle that were in the weight room all constantly every day. We had a high volume of numbers, not just high school numbers but middle school numbers, and everybody's excited and we're just ready to get the season going. A little late this year, so it's about time.
Talking about this specific team right now as well, coach, and the fact is you're returning 16 letter winners from a season ago, including 9 on the offensive side. Now, granted, Josh Smith was somebody that was a part of that fold, but also 8 on the defensive side. So you got a bunch of experience coming back. What is it like for you as a coach when you're looking at what you had last year with a great season, going 8-2, falling to St. Mary's in the playoffs, a really good Bears team, but knowing that you got 90%, 85% of your team back?
We're really excited. We really saw that on Friday. You know, we were able to switch in and out of a lot of stuff and a lot of personnel groupings, and the kids were able to understand that and get that on the fly. And that's something that you don't get when you're playing a lot of freshmen and sophomores, offense, defense, or special teams. And, you know, looking at Friday's film a little bit from the Jamboree, we played one sophomore. We started one sophomore on defense, which was Sir Peak, which he's a phenomenal athlete. But besides that, we are relatively juniors and senior heavy on offensive and defensive side of the football, which is very, very great for any type of football team. And if you ask any coach around the state, he would say practices move a lot smoother. Install moves a lot smoother just when you have older kids that have been through the process, know what you want, know your verbiage, and then can teach that verbiage to the younger kids. So it's just been great, and it's been a fluid beginning of the year, and, you know, just kudos to the kids for coming out and just grinding.
And also talking about how you got Drake Melly's in now his third year in the system at the high school varsity level. You've got running backs with Cade Holiday, and you mentioned Titus Eisenbarth a minute ago. When you got the caliber of firepower just right there in the backfield, but then you mentioned Austin Zeller coming into the fold, and some other kids that are going to be maybe progressing a little bit quicker this season, is it something that you knew this was on the horizon and now it's go time?
Yeah, you know, here 2 or 3 years ago, all of us coaches sat down, talked, and we could see the writing on the wall, but it was one of those things. You can see the writing on the wall, you can see the potential, but will the kids reach that potential? Will the kids reach that ceiling? That's something that, you know, where I'm diehard KU fan, everybody knows that. And, you know, Bill Self and the basketball team always says, you know, this team has a high ceiling. This team has a high ceiling. Hopefully by February or by tournament time, they're playing their best basketball and, you know, they're a favorite. So hopefully we can do a little bit of that same thing. You know, we really have a high ceiling. We knew this team was going to have a high ceiling, seeing them as freshmen and sophomores, and the ball was in their court. You know, they had to put in the work during the off seasons. They had to, you know, learn the new offense as freshmen and sophomores. And like you said, this is Drake's third year coming into the system, and he's really coming into his own. know, and he's really flourishing. And he did some stuff in the offseason that really helped him out, you know, going to Salina for those sharp performing trainings with the quarterback there, having a little quarterback trainings on the side. So it's been exceptional for all the kids. And they, like I said, they've just put in all the work, and all the credit needs to go to them because they definitely deserve it.
Go time is this week as you guys kick off at Riverside, beginning your 2024 campaign and a new opponent in the Northeast Kansas League. We'll talk with Coach Caleb Wick after this timeout about their upcoming game against Riverside here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hey, Jake Spaulding back with you here on Jackson Heights Locker Room Chats, talking with Coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. And Coach, getting prepared for the Riverside Cyclones, a team that you are kind of familiar with, but a new team in the Northeast Kansas League this year. Tell me about that as we begin, as the league has shifted just a little bit with the addition of both Troy and Riverside, and you're taking on the Cyclone team this Friday night.
We'll welcome them in with open arms. You know, they were in our league there a few years ago, and then Troy went to the Twin Valley League, and Riverside went to the Big Seven League, you know, with the Big Seven expanding to the Big East. And, you know, talking to Coach Jasper and Troy, I think he's relieved to be back in the Northeast Kansas League, so he doesn't have to make those long bus trips during basketball season on a Tuesday night. So, yeah, we're happy they're in the league, and they're good additions for us. Talking a little bit more about Riverside, you know, they come in and they're a 1A school, but I look at the roster and there's 51 kids on the roster. So I would venture to guess that's probably more kids than anybody else in the league. And I would also venture to guess that's probably right up there with most everybody in the Big East League when talking about kids going out. So they definitely have a lot of kids to choose from, and they're bringing back their quarterback and their running back from last year, which were loads. And we had trouble stopping. We had trouble tackling them, and they always have a pretty big line, and they're coached well. So it's going to be a very, very tough opening week for us. So we got to be ready to go.
You guys were able to get the victory last year against the Cyclones, but you talked about that game. It was kind of a knockdown dragout. Riverside coming off a 2-7 season a year ago. But as you mentioned, bringing back Beckham Griffin at quarterback, Elijah Moore at running back, kind of a dynamics for them where they're going to want to, they're big up front. You talked about your guys' offseason getting stronger, getting bigger. This should be a pretty good test for your team, I would imagine, here in week one.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great test for us. And, you know, recapping a little bit of last year, I think it was the worst five plays I've seen in the history of football for offensively for us. I think in the first five plays, we put it on the ground three times, I think, and lost two of those fumbles. So it was definitely not the start we wanted. So hopefully we can start a little bit better this Friday. I know them being another year in the system, another year getting bigger, faster, stronger, they're going to be able to pounce on those and capitalize on those turnovers this year. And in a football game, yeah, I don't care if it's week one or week 13, turnovers are a deciding factor in football games, and we have to take care of the football. And this year is, we got a foreign exchange student this year from Croatia, and his name is John, and he has been a pleasant surprise for us coaches about how he can kick the football. You know, he came into practice, and we just say, John, what would you like to play? And, you know, he said, wide receiver, so we tried him at wide receiver, and just before one practice, he was out there kicking the ball one day, and we said, John, have you ever worked on kicking before? And he said, no, he's been a soccer player for 8 years, so we let him go over to the side, and he was kicking extra points, and he didn't know that he could use a tee. So he was kicking extra points off the ground, our dirt ground on our practice field, and he went 8 of 10 on extra points from the ground.
Wow.
So that's definitely something that we're looking forward to this year. But I had to plug John in there a little bit, you know, being a foreign exchange student, you know, coming to a new country and never playing football before, and goes out there and just having a great first 3 weeks of practice. And he was able to catch a football at the Jamboree on Friday, and the sideline went wild. It was just a great experience for him and a great experience for us as a team. And it's our first foreign exchange student that we've had on our team. It's been a joy with the language barrier. And then there was an instance Friday at the Jamboree where he was a wide receiver, and then the D-back came up just to try to press him, and before the snap he like put his hand out there just to like touch him, saying don't touch me, because he didn't know what else to do. It was a good time. But talking a little bit more about Riverside, it's going to be three phases of the game. You know, we're going to have to execute on offense, we're going to have to fly to the football on defense. We really don't know if they're going to run the same stuff or different offense than they ran last year. We didn't really get any film from them from the Jamboree, but I think, you know, being an older team and everything, we're pretty flexible on what we can do, and we can change stuff on the fly. And Coach Nile just does a great job being the defensive coordinator. But overall, we're just going to have to fly to the football, you know, play all three phases of the game, and hopefully we can go out there and just compete on Friday.
All right, that's Coach Caleb Wick for the Jackson Heights Cobras. Coach, good luck this Friday, and look forward to talking with you every week here on the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chats.
Sounds good. Thank you guys very much.
The Jackson Heights Locker Room Chats aired every single Thursday on 103.9 KNZA and online MSCSports.net. Proudly presented by Farm Bureau Financial with Rob Ware and Mitchell Nichols. Motorcycle and Casey Patterson in Holton, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, the Farmer State Bank of Holton, and Community Healthcare System with Holton Family Health Center.